everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, the 21st of November, 2013. Do you believe it, Rose? You know, Thanksgiving, a week from today. Unbelievable. During the noon hour, we'll begin with our contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. 30 minutes past the hour, Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham joins us, and we'll close out the show with our monthly series, our new series, Superstars of the UA College of Science series. So that will be coming up. If you have a question or comment, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line, and reached a milestone today on our Facebook as we hit 3,000 friends of the Buckmaster Show, and Rosemary Brandt, our ace producer, and myself, very happy about that news today. Let's begin now about talking about vitamins and dietary supplements. That industry has really exploded into a huge economic engine worth some $5 billion a year. But the products don't need to be pre-approved by the FDA before they go onto the market. So how do we know what is really in our supplements? We'll address that question this afternoon with the Buckmaster Show contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is an internationally recognized leader in integrative medicine. She is the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She's also a professor of medicine, family, and community medicine and public health at the UA, in addition to facilitating the growth of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She helped develop its curriculum and pioneered multiple educational innovations, including integrative family medicine and integrative medicine in residency, both for both on a national model for educating primary care physicians. She is the author of Integrative Women's Health, and her new book, which is still doing very well, it's titled Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mazes, good to see you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Everywhere we look now, everybody's talking about vitamins and supplements. They don't do this. They do this. I mean, what are we supposed to believe? And you were interviewed recently on the NPR show, Science Friday, on this topic. So, I mean, there's a lot of interest in this right now.
Yes, I think so. And the Science Friday interview was really about regulation. Senator Dick Durbin is sponsoring a bill to enhance our regulation. I think certainly our country, the American public, Tucsonans, Arizonans, could use better regulation of their supplements.
Nothing is so... There's really, what is regulation? I mean, maybe we should start at that point.
It's a great question. So you got to go back with a little bit of history. And that's that in 1994, the DSHEA Act, which was the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, was passed. And that created a very unusual set of regulations. Essentially, there was an agreement that dietary supplements would be regulated as food by the FDA rather than as drugs. So when people say they're not regulated, that's not accurate. But they're not regulated in the same way that we regulate our prescription medicines.
So not regulated as drugs. What, let's just again go back to that 1994. What if the decision had been to regulate them as drugs? It would have
certainly
the landscape of the supplement industry.
Right, absolutely. So drugs would have made it very complicated too, because these products are different from drugs. Herbs, botanicals, many of the multivitamins, they have multiple different compounds in them. Think about how many different chemical compounds are in a plant. I think the best example for regulation is probably our neighbor to the north. Canada has done a really brilliant job in regulating them, neither as drugs nor as food. They created a separate category called natural health products. And they actually require that before a product goes on the marketplace, the manufacturer has to register it, they have to apply, it has to be reviewed by the Canadian government, and they have to show evidence for safety and efficacy so that it's safe, it's not going to harm people, and also that it actually has evidence that it works.
Well, just like much of what they do in Canada, I'm a big fan of the Canadians. It just makes sense.
It makes sense, exactly. So in our country, we put the onus essentially on the FDA that if there's a problem once this product is on the market, then someone can complain about it and the FDA will do a review. And sometimes products are removed, like ephedra.
Or like one that comes to mind, because this is really kind of rare that they do step in. Mm-hmm. But there was a couple of years ago with the supplement Kava, I believe.
There was an issue about hepatotoxicity or liver toxicity. They have a better system in Canada. In Canada, they also label the products with what it is to be used for, and if someone had to be cautious about it. For example, someone who already had a liver problem would certainly want to avoid Kava. We don't do that. We have something called structure function claims, which nobody really understands that unless it's explained.
These are claims from the manufacturer.
Exactly. Right? So they're not allowed, for example, to say helps prevent an upper respiratory infection or treats a cold or cough. It has to say something like supports good respiratory health. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you take it for prevention? Does that mean you take it for treatment? It's very confusing to someone who wants to purchase that off the shelf to really understand what the product is good for.
Or boost your immune system.
Exactly.
Like
so
that.
What does that mean? And when is it appropriate to boost your immune system? So it makes it much harder for American consumers to understand what a product is good for and when it ought to be used. And also, we don't put cautionary labels on, whereas Canada does.
So now we have to rely, first of all, the first line would be, what does the manufacturer of the supplement say it does, or what is in that particular supplement? Then the next step as a consumer is we have to find out, is it safe? If we can answer that question.
That's some of the difficulty for consumers. As an integrative physician and as an integrative medicine teacher, we spend a tremendous amount of effort teaching our physicians about the safe uses of herbs, multivitamins, other kinds of supplements like a melatonin. We have a curriculum that probably spans about 200 hours. And the director...
Which is a lot more than some other physicians.
Way more than you'd get in medical school,
yes,
for example. But we have the director of our fellowship has also been the director of the United States Pharmacopeia Dietary Supplement Subcommittee. And so she's extremely knowledgeable, Dr. Trone Lodog, about dietary supplements and botanicals. And we provide just an excellent training. So it is hard for consumers, but if someone goes to a well-trained integrative medicine physician or a naturopathic physician, we license naturopathic physicians in the state of Arizona. They also have a large amount of training in this arena. Then they can get guidance. People certainly can do their own homework and their own research, which is what I would recommend. Don't just go to the store and get advised by the health food clerk because you're not really sure what their incentive is. Is it to push sales? It is because they're truly knowledgeable? Have they been, you know, detailed by someone who wants to market a particular product? But do your homework before you go so you know what you're looking for on the shelf.
What do you think online? Is there a place online that you would recommend someone go to find out about supplements?
Yes. So there are many places online. So
some
for
of your
example,
favorites.
The Office of Dietary Supplements, which is a part of our federal government, is one place to get information, free information. as a physician, and if anyone wants to come to the University of Arizona's College of Medicine library, you could get access. We have a wonderful database called the Natural Medicine Comprehensive Database. It's a subscription-based service, so you would have to pay as an individual unless you came to the medical school library, and then you could just use that to look up the safety, the effective dose, adverse interactions with medications, where the research is. That's another resource I use all the time in my teaching and also in my clinical care. There's a resource that people could use called consumerlab.com that also costs some money. There's an annual fee, but it could be well worth it if you use a fair number of supplements because it is an independent group that pulls supplements off the shelves and essentially tests them to be sure that what it says on the label is indeed on the label. There's also talking about labels. If it has USP, which stands for United States Pharmacopeia, or NSF, the National Sanitation Foundation, they both have quality verification programs that companies can pay for. And if it's got those labels, it shows that they're following good manufacturing processes and that it's a good product.
Dr. Victoria Mays is with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any questions about supplements, Dr. Mays would be happy to entertain those questions and comments. At this point, we're going to take a break on the Buckmaster Show, our first break of the hour. We will listen to the fine people who support this program, and we, of course, ask that you, in return, give them your support. Be right back.
Did you know that Normandy is home to some of the most beautiful and historic beaches on the channel? On June 6, 1944, the invasion of Normandy, D-Day, was the turning point of World War II. This is Ryan Hansen, Vice President of Bon Voyage Travel. My grandfather was one of the brave men who landed at Normandy, and so it is with great pride and reverence that I'm inviting you to join me on a special journey as we follow in these heroic soldiers' footsteps on the shores of Normandy over the 70th anniversary of D-Day, June 6th, 2014. This will be a lively tour with two nights on the Normandy coast, Loire Valley, and Paris, plus one at St. Malo. Traveling days are jam-packed with interesting stops, historic sites, and great photo opportunities. This nine-day premium country roads tour will be filled with history, beauty, charm, great food and wines, and you will forge lifelong friendships and memories. To hear more about this historic tour, join us December 4th for an informative presentation. Call 797-1110 for a trip of a lifetime.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Stop by the Rug Gallery showroom and see one-of-a-kind new and antique quality rugs during the 26th anniversary sale now underway. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us, and we are trying to go through the maze of dietary supplement, trying to navigate what's out there as far as regulations concerned. And then, Dr. Mazes, maybe we should talk a little bit about some of the best and maybe some of the worst categories when it comes to dietary supplements.
So that's a great question. You know, it can be confusing, but I don't want people to feel like they have to throw their hands up. In my office, I often see people who have done a beautiful job, you know, who bring in their supplements and they're taking really high quality products and they've gotten everything right. Dr. Weil's website, of course, can be helpful with that as well.
Ask because Dr. Weil.
Exactly.
Yep.
He points out a lot of the good supplements. But for example, fish oil. Fish oil is often cleaner than fish because it's molecularly distilled. You do want it to say on the label that it's been molecularly distilled to take out the mercury and the PCBs. You want to be sure that it lists how much EPA, which is the eicosapentaenoic acid, and DHA, which is the docosahexaenoic acid. Those are the long-chain omega-3s that you want. And you want probably 1 to 2 grams of EPA plus DHA in the product for most people. Sometimes people need higher doses. But it's easy. You can get a good quality fish oil at Costco or Sam's Club. You could also get a good quality at Sprouts or Whole Foods. And it doesn't have to be terribly costly. And lots of people are using fish oil for a variety of reasons. On the other hand.
Mm-hmm. And before you go to the to the worst, I did want to say that another a vitamin that comes to mind that you don't have to spend a lot of money on, and generally quality is up there, is the vitamin D supplement.
Absolutely. So vitamin D, another really great product. Lots of us are vitamin D deficient because we avoid the sun or wear sunscreen.
I took your advice, and I had myself checked out for it, and I came back. I was deficient in it. I was surprised. And I think that I would not be alone in saying that there are probably a lot of people who would be surprised.
Absolutely. Even here in our sunny, sunny state, a vast majority of people, and especially African-American and Hispanics, are even more likely to be vitamin D deficient.
Now on to the worst.
So the worst. be careful with anything you buy over the internet, and especially in these three categories. Anything that promises weight loss, this is often adulterated. Anything that promises bodybuilding effects, this can be spiked with DMA. And anything that promises to enhance your sexual performance often is adulterated with medicines like Viagra. These have just been notoriously bad products. Be careful sometimes when you purchase things in Chinatown equivalents, you know, because they sometimes have lead or other adulterants in the product. So those are the places you really do have to be cautious.
Yeah, I guess, and really watch where the supplement comes from if you can learn where the product is manufactured. That's a big one.
I would agree with that.
I want to quickly change gears here because there was some very big news about the FDA deciding to ban artery-clogging trans fats. What do you know about this? The Food and Drug Administration now, I guess, is really going to step in on this.
I think this is wonderful news for consumers. you know, a lot of the trans fat has been going out of our diet and manufacturers have been pulling it out, but it's still there when it says partially hydrogenated oils on the label. And even some of the things that say no trans fat, if it's less than 0.5 grams per serving, it could still say no trans fat. And unfortunately, a lot of the things we buy, like a bag of potato chips, you think it's one serving and you look at the back and it says six. So you could get a lot of trans fat in that. In
six servings.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It could potentially have up to 3 grams of trans fat in it, even though it says none on the label. So this is a wonderful thing that the evidence that links consuming trans fats to heart disease is just so very strong. So I think this is one example where the FDA is doing a great job at protecting public health.
Trans fats, Dr. Mazes, are widely considered, I guess, the worst kind for your heart.
Absolutely.
And why is that?
Well, it has this artificial configuration. The trans has to do with biochemistry, and it essentially is a twisted molecule, and it leads to the creation of a very solid, stable fat. So manufacturers like it because it gives the product a really long shelf life, which is great, but unfortunately, it also, when it ends up in our cell membranes, has this negative effect in terms of increasing the risk of heart disease.
And when we go out to eat, it's often very hard to figure out what ingredients are being used and whether or not they use trans fats.
Well, that's true. And some cities and states really push that. So, for example, Mayor Bloomberg in New York required that restaurants eliminate trans fats. In California, trans fats were also outlawed, not in packaged goods. So not in your crackers and chips and donuts. And that's, you know, where it often shows up, but in schools and in restaurants. And so this movement has been going on for a while now, but I think it's wonderful that it's going to be all trans fats out of the American diet.
Dr. Victoria Mays is with us from the Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. She is the executive director. The center was started by Dr. Andrew Weil, of course, and the center is doing very well. The clinic up in Phoenix, I keep hearing that you're really getting a lot of response up there.
It's so exciting.
And of course, people in Tucson are saying, when is it coming to Tucson? And you probably can't reveal any of that information yet, but let's just say hopefully on the horizon.
Yes, we're like hoping May 2015. I'm putting it out there as a vision that we are planning to open in Tucson an integrated primary care clinic. Well, we're in conversation with a developer who we're hoping will build to suit our needs, which would be so exciting. It will be a healing space. There'll be integrative primary care, which includes primary care physicians, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, a nurse, a health coach, a mind-body psychologist, an acupuncturist, someone who does manual medicine.
Full menu.
The full menu of integrative medicine. We are excited.
All right, let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have David has a trans fat question. Hello, David. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring this up to you. I listened to Chris and Joe on the same station, and about a week ago, they said they shouldn't ban trans fats, that they're okay.
Well, I actually think that the scientific evidence is very clear about the damaging effects of trans fats on the heart. And, you know, for the FDA to take this step, and if you go to the FDA's website, they point to the evidence that they looked at. It needs a lot of evidence to get the FDA to move on something. So I think most public health officials would agree that trans fats as created and used in manufactured goods, there is some naturally occurring trans fat that is in meat and dairy products, and these laws will not eliminate those naturally occurring trans fats, but the ones that are artificially created through manufacturing processes to create this long shelf life product will be coming out of our diet, and I think that's a good thing.
Okay, that's Dr. Victoria Mazes for the Center for Integrative Medicine. Dr. Mazes, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us today.
It's wonderful to be here.
All right, Dr. Victoria Mazes from the Center for Integrative Medicine. And it's always good to check out the center's website, too. You wanted to give a plug, Victoria, for
AZCIM.org. And we have patient information that may be of value to you. And, of course, we all also list our upcoming events. So do check out our website.
All right. We will be back on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us. SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Those who are nominated to be federal judges or serve in federal agencies will have an easier time getting through the Senate confirmation process. The majority Democrats today voting to undermine the ability of Republicans to block votes on nominees and final votes on other pieces of legislation. Democratic-led Senate will give the president only until next month before members say they'll press ahead with new sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. The number of homeless people in the country has declined for a third year in a row. That's according to a new government survey released today. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up about 97 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is ahead 42, and the S&P 14 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time-clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Want the best care for your companion animal?
then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Presented by the University of Arizona College of Science, with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students, the UA College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty and disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. You can find out more at cos.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Dr. Peter Troch, the science director at Biosphere 2 and professor of surface water hydrology at the Department of Hydrology and Water Resources at the University of Arizona. Dr. Troch was awarded the John Dalton Medal in 2011 from the European Geophysical Union for distinguished research in hydrology, evaluated as earth science. Dr. Troch, how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
I want to talk about one of the real, I guess you could call it one of the superstars of one of the focal points, exclamation mark, of the Biosphere 2 right now. And it's something called the Landscape Evolution Observatory, known acronym of LEO. Tell me a little bit about the genesis for the LEO project.
So LEO, Landscape Evolution Observatory, will allow us to observe how landscapes will change under environmental drivers, such as climate. And the genesis of LEO relates back to the 2006-2007 period, when the U of A was considering taking over management of Biosphere 2. And at that time, a group of young faculty at the U of A came together and decided to respond to a call for proposals by the National Science Foundation to build or establish critical zone observatories. Now, the critical zone is basically the place on Earth where life occurs. It's including the aquifers, the soils, and the vegetation. And it provides tremendous services to society.
It's almost the bedrock of humanity, isn't it?
Correct. Without it, we wouldn't have the air to breathe, we wouldn't have the water to drink, we wouldn't have the food to eat. So it's of tremendous importance to understand how the critical zone sustains life on Earth and all the implicit processes that occur at the same time across scales.
I think that this is of a magnitude that it deserves worldwide recognition. LEO being I guess, Dr. Tro, it's the largest earth science experiment ever built. Is that correct?
Correct, in a controlled environment. So it's built under the glass at Biosphere 2. It consists of three landscapes. Their dimensions are 30 meters by 11, so it's about 100 by 30 feet. And it contains a 1 meter deep soil. It's a very primitive soil. It's basically a ground basalt rock taken from a mine in Flagstaff, transported over to Biosphere 2, and each hill slope or landscape contains 540 tons of soil material.
Mm. So it's a big undertaking.
It's huge.
But for your particular line of science, this must be very thrilling to be involved with something like this.
It is.
For you and your colleagues in this critical zone observatory.
It is tremendously thrilling to be part of it. As I mentioned, the critical zone observatory that we built here in the Catalina Mountains and in northern New Mexico in the Valles Caldera, which is now managed by the U of A, we study processes in the real world, how hydrological, geochemical, and ecological processes interact and sustain life on Earth. But it's a very complex system that we are trying to study. The reason why we built LEO is to make a much simpler system, that we understand its initial conditions, and basically we have the opportunity to observe in much more detail in space and time how water and carbon and rock and life interacts with each other to create that thin veneer at the surface of the Earth that sustains life.
I think one of the critical points when we talk about climate change, Dr. Tro, is what is the trigger mechanism for the climate changing itself?
Well, the trigger mechanism is obviously related to the chemical composition of the atmosphere, which when it contains higher than before greenhouse gases such as CO2, but also water vapor is a greenhouse gas, that will have the tendency to warm up our planet. Now, that can have tremendous consequences for everybody on Earth. It can increase the likelihood of severe droughts or maybe intense storms. But in general, a warming climate will also mean significant changes to our ecosystems and to our water resources. And it's critically important that we develop methods and tools that allow us to make predictions about how ecosystems and water resources will change in a warming climate. And especially in semi-arid lands that are very sensitive to changes in climate.
So LEO, the LEO project and climate change, this will really give us some insights into perhaps what we need to know about climate change?
Correct. When we observe these mechanisms and processes in LEO, and we make those same observations in the real world in our critical zone observatory, we can study our observations and try to understand mechanisms of response to changes in drivers, such as warming temperature. That can be translated into what we call mechanistic models, mathematical models that combine all of our knowledge and allow us to make predictions under conditions that have not been observed yet. Improving those tools, those predictive models, is critically important for land and water resources management.
Give me a little timetable of LEO. LEO actually began. You were up and running when, and what's planned for now? What are some of the next steps?
So LEO was commissioned in November 2012, mm-hmm. So exactly 1 year ago. But by that time, we had one fully functional hill slope, and we were still working on finishing up 2 and 3. We used Hill Slope 1 to run a couple of dedicated rainfall runoff process or experiments. And we are currently analyzing the data and publishing those results. We anticipate that LEO will be fully operational, say, January, February of 2014, by which time we will start the 10-year-long experiment. Which means that each hill slope will receive the same treatment in terms of rainfall and temperature and wind regimes. And we will observe those three hill slopes initially as a bare soil system, so no vegetation. But we know there are microbes in the subsurface. And when we add water to the soil, we will start chemical weathering reactions that will release nutrients into the soil. When we do that for a sufficiently long time, we will build up these nutrient pools in the subsurface that will then be able to be taken up by vegetation that we can add to the hill slopes. And by doing that, we make the hill slopes more complex.
Dr. Peter Tro is with us, science director at Biosphere 2. What do folks see when they come to Biosphere 2 concerning the LEO project?
First thing you see is three gigantic green metal constructions under the glass. And when you go up the overlook, then you can look onto the soil surface of each hill slope, and you see basically a bare black volcanic soil. You also see the sprinkler systems that we use to apply rainfall. And when you go back under the hill slopes, you see lots of wires coming out of it, which are connected to over 1,800 sensors and samplers for each hill slope.
And in your particular scientific field, there must be worldwide interest in this.
Oh, yes. We just organized an international workshop sponsored by National Science Foundation, and we had over 100 scientists interested in soil and hydrology and geochemistry. And they were all blown away by the instrument. They were extremely interested, and we start international interactions and collaborations with these folks so that we can enhance our research capacity.
Well, we certainly urge people to come out to Biosphere 2 and take a look, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's a unique facility. You can't see it anywhere else in the world. And our interpretive specialists that take people on a guided tour, they are very well informed and very well aware of everything that's going on with LEO, so they can address all the questions.
Dr. Peter Troth, thank you very much for being with us, science director at Biosphere 2. We'll look forward to seeing you at Biosphere 2. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This has been our Superstars of Science series on the Buckmaster Show, presented by the UA College of Science. You can find out more at COS for College of Science. arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. We will be right back. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small, mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, the 50th anniversary of the death of JFK, the assassination. That will be our lead focus on the Buckmaster Show tomorrow. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. Mr. Cunningham, how are you today?
I'm doing terrific. Good afternoon, Bill.
Nice to talk with you again. The Rio Nuevo Board signed off on the estate audit. What were your impressions about this?
Well, I think it's one more step to put the bad taste in the mouth of the community into the rearview mirror. It's one more step doing that. As we all found out, there's probably no criminal negligence. We pretty much established that. It seems that some of the money might have been spent hastily. We know that too. But rearview mirror, we got to take a look at now, focusing on what's ahead of us, what's in between the headlights ahead of us, and that's what this new kind of focus on Rio Nuevo is all about. It's not planning and big ideas. It's doing the things that matter and putting people to work. And they've got a pretty solid plan for the TCC, and we'll see kind of how that germinates and what comes out of it in the next year or two.
Paul Cunningham with us on the Buckmaster Show. Mr. Cunningham, what was your reaction to that news that we'll be creating a lot of low to medium wage jobs in this country, in this area compared to the rest of the country? But the bad news is we just are really lagging when it comes to high wage employment.
Yeah, I mean, that report was a mixed bag. I mean, on one hand, you're ninth in the nation. You're tied with Portland. You have the highest number of medium jobs in there. We were 26% with jobs requiring some college, which was tied for first with five other cities in the 52 in the survey. And then at the other end of it, we were lowest in percentage of jobs that were going to be $23.84 an hour, which is about $8,000 a year more than the median income of a Tucson household. And those are the disheartening parts. And, it's a mixed bag. You've got, on one hand, our unemployment rates are staying steady. On one hand, we have a higher commercial occupancy rate. On one hand, we have we definitely have seen an increase in sales tax revenue. So obviously, there's more people spending money here. But then on the other hand, we're still waiting for a way to grow the proverbial pie, for giving more Tucsonans the opportunity to accumulate wealth. And, you know, so it's a mixed bag. I'd love us to have that situation where some type of private company or several little private companies are able to start and provide positions like that. I think it's something that I know I try to work on every single day. And it's not so easy. I mean, I think part of it is you have to do all the technical things and you have to have all the incentives. But part of it, and then part of it is being sales savvy. You have to have a closer. You have to have somebody who can sell this community and showcase the high points of it and sell themselves as enthusiastic about this community. And then the third part is luck. You got to have somebody who has done very well and has an international but local interest to move their company or to grow their company here in Tucson. And those are, you know, so you got to have a little bit of all those three things. I'm optimistic that it's coming, but we've just got to keep doing what we're doing one thing at a time, not swing for the fences. Just keep doing what we're doing one thing at a time to try to expand this economy, and good things will happen. If we keep our heads down, nose to the grindstone, that's the way to do it. But we can't panic like deer in the headlights and say, oh my gosh, we have to land a big company and give away the store and all that. We've just got to keep doing what we're doing and driving on.
You know, we got to clean up this city too. We can do that right away. If we got to get people to pick up a lot of the litter that's around town, that's a huge step, I think, in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. Graffiti, litter, street improvement, which, you know, we're well on our way to trying to do. And you know, you're always going to have a patch of slab that isn't well maintained. You're always going to have a median that needs attention. But the question is how long is it neglected? And what we had when we had no money and we had to cut the budget to the bone and weren't able to execute some of the things that people take for granted, you had a city that looked pretty shabby. And over the past few years, we've seen all the medians improve. We're starting to see some new surfaces on streets. I'd love to see some more community cleanups. We don't have a whole bunch of people at home struggling to make ends meet where the last thing on their mind is volunteering for a community cleanup. We need to do those things. And then I think right now with our graffiti abatement program is really coming along. You know, I try to drive the streets in Ward 2 once a month, and I drive every corridor.
Mm-hmm.
I basically go east to west from Craycroft to Houghton, and I do Tank Verde, I do Speedway, I do Broadway, I do 22nd, and now I even do Golf Links. And I try to go up and down, north to south, same thing with Wilmot, Kolb, Pantano, Camino Seco, Harrison, and Houghton. And so that's Ward 2. Those are the main corridors in Ward 2. And I try to go up and down and see if I can spot graffiti from the road. And when I first took office, you know, I'd spot 13, 14, 15 things. Nowadays, it's one or two, and we're able to make the work order and call it in the next day. So, you know, I think some of those things are coming along. But again, it's not the cool thing, but it's what you have to do. It's part of the job, and you just do it every day. And as long as you do that, eventually good things are going to happen.
All right, Paul Cunningham, we're going to wrap it up with you. The good news is the Mexican shoppers have really been coming up to Tucson, and their tax down there on the other side of the border is going up to 17%. So Tucson businesses are going to benefit, no doubt about it.
Well, we're doing really well there. We've got a big weekend this weekend with Oregon in town and the El Tour. We're going to have a great shot in the arm for Tucson hotels. It's really all going to be about the holiday season. It's a mixed bag, though. The federal labor points say it's going to be a great holiday season. The federal labor report has that indicator, but the Halloween candy sales are down, and that's sometimes an indicator, too. So we'll kind of see we'll see where we are at
all
the
right.
end of the month.
Paul Cunningham, thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan, for supplying all of our in-studio guests. They enjoy that nice, cool bottle of Culligan water. Also, support for the Buckmaster Show comes from Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City. Always lots going on. And plenty of great places to stay. The full listing is on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Places like Casitas de Gila. That will do it for the Buckmaster Show. John C. Scott Show this afternoon, 3 to 5, right here on KVOI. We'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon. Of course, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, their Friday edition, 6 to 8 in the morning. Tomorrow we have, of course, the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.